Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to welcome all of you from the blog line as well as the First Fruits Prayer and Praise line from all over the world. We just thank God for you. You know, the Lord is real, and we just want to thank him for what he's done for us. We're in the midst of a new awakening. In 1740, they had the Great Awakening, and now God has brought a new awakening, not only to the prayer line, but to the world. People all over the world have caught this new awakening. It is possible to change the world and to touch the world. I didn't know that before the new awakening. God gave it to us because he wanted to change the world. Amen. You remember when God sent Jonah to Nineveh? He tried to go to Tarshish instead. But he was sending him to Nineveh because Nineveh needed to be changed. They'd become so wicked. God had decided to destroy Nineveh. Who knows? God, perhaps, with all of the men marrying men and women marrying women, and all of men kissing men and women kissing women, God may have decided to destroy America. But somehow, all I know is that people all around the world have begun to say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who knows? God could be using First Fruits to save America like he used Jonah to send the word to Nineveh. And because they caught the word, they changed. We got to change, folks. It's in the Bible. They changed. And because they changed, they were saved. We can help save the world, help change the world. We don't have to be arrogant about it, but God does use people to help bring about a change. And thank God. Hopefully, we're praying that one day they'll stop kissing men, men kissing men, and women kissing women. Hopefully, they'll stop marrying each other. We want to get prayer back into school. I heard somebody talking, I believe, yesterday or the day before about we're going to get prayer back into the schools. Ever since it was taken out, America has gone down, down, down the drain. We're going to get people praying again. We're going to put out a clarion call one day. He hadn't said so yet. But when he does, there'll be a clarion call going out. And hopefully it will, people will adhere to the clarion call, and God will have mercy on our nation. Thank you. Let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, good morning to you. People, we're trying to get them to understand that you are real, and we are to treat you as though you're real, like you're real. Good morning to you. We know that you never sleep nor slumber. And we greet you this morning with praise and adoration as humbly as we know how. What a great privilege it is to my life and to be able to talk to you. My God, you're the one who has defeated nations. You're the one who created man. Your ability to create man out of dust. And you let me come before you. How honored, my God, I am. Plus, you're the richest person on the face of this earth. That's another reason I just want to just praise you for what you've done and for what you're going to do. You're the one who heals people. You heal people. Oh, you do so many things. We want you to know that we love you, we praise you, we thank you, and appreciate you. You're the one who has never lost a case, a doctor, who is the greatest doctor personified, never lost a case. He's the lawyer who ever lost a case. What an honor it is to come before you. We love you, and we praise you, and thank you for everything. When I obey you, obedience is better than sacrifice. I come to make known your deeds among the people, as well as ask, and it shall be given. Seek and find. Knock and to have a door open for us. We just thank you for it. We ask you to bless the people on this prayer line this morning. Lord, they got up, gave you praise and adoration. They got up to give you thanks and praise reports and to offer prayers to you. Thank you because you can answer prayer. You have done it so many times, and you're not a respecter of persons. What you did for Moses, for David, for all the other prophets and apostles, you will do for us in this time. Thank you for revealing secrets. For your word does say that you do reveal secrets. Things that have never been known by mankind can be revealed to the prophets and to the people of God. Thank you for that. Oh, God, we adhere to you. We ask that you would let the Holy Ghost take over this line. We know if the Holy Ghost takes over, it will be things like we've never seen before. We have projected what you told us to. Miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Oh, God, let the people, they've already started receiving miracles. I hope they can recognize a miracle. But they've already started, and I'm asking to send many, many, many more so that people will be blessed. Now, Father, heal everywhere. Heal people. We've heard testimonies of your healings, and what you did for others, you can do for the ones on the prayer line today. Bless every person who is participating on the prayer line. I pray, bless every person who gives you a praise report in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you for everything. Forgive all sin. All sin of commission. The things that people have done. And the sins of omission, including myself. God, all sins of omission. And all sins of omission. Help us to forgive those who trespass in the name of Jesus. Look on people everywhere. We thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And for Christ's sake, we pray and ask it according to your word properly. For the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of you. Good morning. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He is here. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
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 That was all right. That was all right. But don't give him a sleepy praise. Don't give him a sleepy greeting. Amen. Let's speak to him. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has come into the room. And let's treat him like he is. Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
And I'll tell you why I do that. Because you got to understand, he's so busy. Do you think you're the only child? I know I'm not. He's got so many children. God has so many children, and until he's busy, very busy. Do you think you're busy? Yeah. Where do you think you get that from? It's a good thing to stay busy. Our idle mind is the devil's workshop. Where do you think you get that from? All good things come from God. And so I'm trying to show you, if he steps in the room, he's here for a purpose. He's in the room to help you, to bless you. And so someone comes to help you and to bless you. Be sure you treat him nice. Amen. All right, let's give God praise. I mean, he deserves it. You say, well, I thanked him yesterday. Do you know how many things he's done for you since yesterday? Probably close to a million things he's done for you. One thing, he let your heart beat all night long when the others stopped. I'm going to say it again, when the others stopped. And yours is still beating. My. You ought to be hollering, thank you, Jesus. If you could see where other families, see, I see all this, I see it all. You could see where other families are. Last night, all during the night, were screaming, Mama's gone! Mama's gone! If you could see all that, you would be hollering, thank you, Jesus. And it wasn't in your house? Let's give God praise this morning and thank him for what he's done. Amen. Praise check, praise check, praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
on yesterday. I appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you have a wonderful day today. Thank you.
Beautiful. Such a humble spirit. Amen. Anyone else? Mother Johnson, are you there? All right, we'll get it on the line. God bless all of you. I want to take about 4 praise reports, and then Pastor Williams, if you're there, I want to hear from you this morning again. You're such a blessing.
God bless you. I am here.
God bless you. Amen.
Bless you.
Let me just get a few praise reports of people who have something to serenade God with. I mean, you want to show the Lord that he means something to you and he's important to you. Say a word for him. Amen. And don't let us ask if anybody has words for the Lord and you don't have one word and all the things he's done for you. Even if you just say thank him for waking me up this morning. Because I wish, I mentioned a while ago, but I wish maybe sometimes would let you see all the homes where people were screaming. Mama's gone and daddy's gone. And all the sirens have been going during the night. But here we are. Yeah, here we are. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here we are in the land of the dying on our way to the land of the living. So they've been dying all night long. How can y'all keep on calling it the land of the living? There is a land of the living where people never die. They got a tree there for the healing of the nation. You got to watch when people send you stuff. A lot of times it's sent by the devil to curse the nation. Are you hearing me? We who believe that whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. What have y'all been loosing? Thank God I'm in the land of the living, land of the dying. But this nation is not that. The truth is that heaven is the land of the living. God bless you. Give us a praise report.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I'd like to give a praise report. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord that on yesterday, my son, who's Down syndrome, goes to a little workshop on Wednesday and Thursday. And yesterday when he went to the little workshop, he had a couple of seizures. And they took him to the hospital. And I went to the hospital, and he had another one before they could get him there. And they had him, when I got there, he was just sleeping because they had given him medication, and I thought that they were going to keep him. But I thank the Lord for how they decided that his medication wasn't, they got his doctor that realized that his seizure medicine wasn't administered like they thought it should. They changed it around. And I thank the Lord that we were there and he slept, and we were able to, I was able to bring him home. We got home around 8 o'clock. We left home about 12-something, 1 o'clock. We got home back, by the home back about 8 o'clock. But I thank the Lord for God blessing. I thought sure I was going to have to leave him in the hospital. But God blessed, and he was able to come home, and he's able to walk. And I thank God for all of his goodness. The Lord has been, he did it again. God has done so many good things in my life. I thank God for it. I thank him, and I thank him. I just want to say in the perfect will of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Mother, and that is a great praise report. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. I just want to say I thank God for waking me up this morning and being on the prayer line with all of my brothers and sisters. Thank God for Dr. Johnson's voice this morning. I just thank and praise God for the goodness and his mercy. Oh, I just thank him because he's so good. He brought us a long way. And still in the land of the living, on our way to the land of the dying. And I just thank and praise God for
Oh, Mother Johnson, God bless you. I appreciate you so much. Amen. You always give me a smile. Thank God for you. Mother Willie Johnson from up there in Indianapolis. All right, somebody else with a praise report. Jump in there and give you a praise report.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Charla Gray, 816. I want to apologize with hand before the Lord. I'm so sorry about the other night. I was not able to be on at 11:30. My daughter had to have a breathing treatment at the doctor's office for her asthma, and I fell asleep. So I'm so sorry. I couldn't do it yesterday. But Dr. Johnson and Ambassador Johnson, I heard that clarion call yesterday. It was like the bullhorn was like, woo, the clarion call. I did hear that in Pastor Williams, Ambassador Williams. So I just want to get my praise report in and my daughter as well. I heard the clarion call yesterday. I heard Ambassador Chief Williams was on the line. And I also got in touch with Lady Diana Johnson to tell her happy birthday. I love y'all. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry, Ambassador Johnson. I'll be available next week.
Thank you. I don't want to put that out. And thank you for that praise report. Pastor Williams is not an ambassador, and I don't say that meanly, but we haven't done that. I'm not making ambassadors unless, you know, we have been led by the Lord. So now, and I don't want to put that out all across the world. Amen. Thank God for him and a tremendous, tremendous voice for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And I can't let allow, and the reason why I'm doing this, I can't allow y'all to give out ambassadorships, and they have not been given out. So thank you so much.
I apologize.
Not a problem. It's not a problem. Thank
and
you
whoever,
so much.
And whoever stood in for me, thank you at 11:30. Whoever took their spot, thank you.
Yeah, I think I was standing in for you. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, give us another praise report.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. I give honor to God to this morning to Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty and to all the people of the prayer line. I am so glad to hear your voices again. My God, on Wednesday night, I didn't know what was going on. But I thank God. Oh, we've been connected again. I'm so glad because the Lord has been good to me. He just woke me up, and my sister Betty called me, and I thank God. I was very tired in my body, but I thank the Lord to hear your voices. God is good. Thank God for a good night's rest and how the Lord has taken good care of me. And I'm glad to be a part of this prayer line. And I'm saying to you, pray for Mother Johnson. On last night, we was at Pentecostal Survivor House, and God blessed in a beautiful way. And I'm saying to you, don't forget to pray for us. If you can join us tonight, we appreciate it. But we say pray that God will bless in the name of Jesus. Pray for Mother Johnson. God get the glory out of my life. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. I'm so glad to hear your voice this morning. All right. Anybody else with a praise report?
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. I just want to praise and thank God to this day. I thank God for allowing me to lie down last night. And like I always hear Mother Johnson say, and I got a good night's rest. I want to thank him for waking me up this morning. And not only did he wake me up, but he blessed me to get up. And I thank him. I thank him for a sound mind this morning. I thank God because God just keep on doing great things. And I said in 2014, blessings like I had never seen. God truly blessed me, and he just continues to bless me. I thank God because he keeps me with a mind stayed on him. I thank God for the peace, for the joy. It's just so much that I can say about God. But I just thank you, and I thank God for my First Fruits prayer line this morning. I thank God because, Dr. Johnson, you have ushered in something. I look forward to praising God in the morning. I look forward to thanking God at night before I go to bed. And it just means so much. There are so many things that you don't even have to ask God for. Just start thanking him, and look like he just gives them to you. You all pray for me.
God bless you. Is that Sister Ernestine?
Yes.
God bless you. Amen. Wonderful. Sound up and bright-eyed this morning. God bless you. All right. Anybody else with a praise report? Take another one.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I truly want to thank and praise God, too. But this beautiful morning, he woke me up this morning. And being on the first prayer line, it's a blessing to me, you know, to be on here and to know that the Lord is so good to us. I thank God. I missed the prayer last night because I had to go to my church for a meeting. But I thank God I'm on here this morning. And as y'all continue to pray for me, and I pray for y'all, too. And I love all of you. And may God bless you.
God bless
Mother
you.
Britt.
Mother Britt. God bless you. Good to hear your voice, Mother Britt.
God bless you.
Thank God for you. Oh, my God. All right. Thank God. All right. Let me go to the Holy Ghost. Said one more. Get another praise report.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Sister Sheila from 86 Row. I'm truly glad to be on this prayer line this morning. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, you leading Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and everybody else on this prayer line. I just thank God for you, you and you. God bless you all. You don't know what you do to me. You fill my soul, and I'm just happy in my soul. And I truly give God all the glory and honor for that. God bless you all, and have a blessed day. Thank you.
And thank you so much. And I want to mention as a praise report that last night we had a bumper and bumper and bumper youth prayer line. It was great as we discussed arrogance. I want to say to Ambassador Sister Gina or Deaconess Gina Hodges, and also Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. They are doing a tremendous job on the youth prayer line. It was great. Thank you so much. All right, Pastor Williams, may the Lord bless you and keep you. You have done a tremendous job on here. We are just so happy about how God is using you. Amen. We appreciate all of the wisdom that the Lord has given to you and how you are sharing it with the first fruits. And we look forward to hearing from you. Amen. How you share it about Rebecca, too. I don't know if the Lord needs you to stay there or where he leads you to go, but then you can just keep repeating that message over and over again. That's one of those type of messages where God just uses it. And whatever he gives you, we're happy to receive. The line is open to you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you, all of the Lord's choice people, all of you ambassadors who are operating under the auspices of this great leader, this great man of God, who God has given a vision. Amen. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for you who are ambassadors and who are not ambassadors. Understand and know that all of us are intercessors and that we play a vital part in the tapestry of this vision. So we thank God for all of you, and I want to admonish all of you to keep on doing the Lord's business. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for what you're doing, and I pray your choice blessings over these, oh, glory to God, over these, your people, that you'll watch over them, protect them, heal them, keep them safe, keep them from accidents and incidents in Jesus' name. And Father, that you, God, would inspire us even the more to keep running forward, because there's nothing, God, hallelujah, that we cannot do. Having you on our side is the majority, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. I want to look at something from Genesis, the 28th chapter. Genesis, the 28th chapter. I want to look at something from that place today. And we may not go to Rebecca, but it will tie into Rebecca. And it starts with the first verse. And we're going to read down the 22nd verse. There's a feedback going on. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. Glory to God, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heaven. Glory to God. And behold, the angel of the Lord ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whether thou goest, and will keep thee in all places whether thou goest, and bring thee again unto this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob woke up out of his will often read this and forget, but then I had to go back, and that's what God is saying often time that we do. We will read part of the scripture, but not the whole load. We will get part of the prophecy, but we don't remember the whole thing. We'll do part of it and leave the most important part of it out. Jacob did not do that, but because God says, the place where thou liest,
the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it. Glory to God. And because God said that, Jacob heard that. Jacob took up the stones of that place, and he poured oil on it. Said, this shall be. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what it's called. It was called Luz at first. But this shall be Bethel, none other than the house of God. And he anointed that place. Jacob was not able to behold the house of God. Neither did he get a chance to walk in the tabernacle that Moses built. But understand and know, in that specific place where he poured oil, in that place that he called the house of God, is the same place that they came many years later and erected the Temple of Solomon. Just a few feet from where he poured that oil is where they built the Temple of Solomon, glory to God, and have been vowing for that place ever since. I said that because God has given a great vision. And in that vision, Jacob did something. He anointed it. He anointed the vision. And this is the time that we take the vision that we've written and we've made it plain, hallelujah, and anoint that vision and begin to make a declaration over that vision. Glory to God. Pour oil on it. Saturate it. Hallelujah. This shall be the work of the Lord. This is it. Hallelujah. And I'm, you know, and while I'm thinking about this, man, I am excited because how awesome would it be to go back into the failed place, or go back into the first place, or the failed place, or the place of beginning. And, you know, and we may say through the natural eyes it was a failed place, but it was never a failed place. It was a place of beginning. It just wasn't at its point of maturity. It had not reached the fullness of time yet, but it marked the time. It marked the space. Why not take some oil? Glory to God. Take the horn of oil. Take a gallon of it. Hallelujah. Get some saints who believe in God. Go back to Overland Park. Oh, glory to God. And on all four corners of that property, pour some oil. In the name of Jesus, we're coming back to this place. And in this place where we're coming back to, God, you're going to fill this house. And not only this house, glory to God, but it won't be a house in Kansas that's big enough to hold the thing that God is about to do. Why not make a declaration? Why not speak a prophetic word over that place and watch that prophecy come to pass? Why not speak the word of God? God has given you the ability to prophesy. He has given us that ability to speak a word, to look into the future, and to see what God is doing. Because the Bible tells us, who can know the mind of Christ? And then he flipped the chapter, and in the next chapter, it says, for we have, glory to God, the mind of Christ. Yes, we have the mind of Christ. And in having the mind of Christ, God will oftentimes give us a glimpse of the great thing that he's about to do. Why not take a horn of oil, a gallon of oil, and go back and walk on that property that the devil said we cannot have, that the devil tried to make things look bad, and defy that devil and say, you come at us and say what we cannot have, but we are more than conquerors through Christ who rise up in us and who lives in us. And in the name of Jesus, we declare this shall be the house of God. This shall be the place where we shall emerge. This shall be the place where we will go forth and bring forth a billion praise. Hallelujah. Not only a billion, but a billion, billion praise to God. Hallelujah. The same place where we started is the same place where we're going to finish. In the name of Jesus, this is the place. God has given us this vision. Hallelujah. Here, in this place, pour the horn of oil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This right here is where God's going to do his work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Seal it with a prophecy. Seal it and watch God work. Sometimes we just not, hallelujah, we do not bring God into the picture enough. Sometimes, you know, we get to the place we are afraid. We're afraid of prophecy. Well, I better not stand it. It might not happen. It may not really come through. And people are going to look at me like a false prophet. That's because you're doubting God. You're not believing God. but we are more than conquerors. Glory to God. Sometimes we have to prove God. Hallelujah. We are people of faith. So prove God where you are in Overland. Prove God there in wherever you're from, Sister Lacey and Dr. Stern and all of you who've been calling it. And you got a great work. Many of you have great works and you're listening. Glory to God in that in the superintendent. You know, I'm bad at names, but why not? Why not take that horn of oil and declare that place? Hallelujah, that God shall emerge from that place. God shall emerge out of that vision. God shall do the work, hallelujah, that he said he would do. Anoint it. Prophesy over it. Speak a word over it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord says, if you have faith, by the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain. Command it to move. Hallelujah. And do not doubt in your heart. It will move. Now, I know many of us have limited our faith, and we say, oh, he's not talking about a literal mountain. He's talking about the mountains in your life. See, what you just did, you have instituted and you have erected limitations on God. Why not take out the limitations and say, God, I'm going to believe you for mountain-moving faith. I'm going to believe you, God, that whatever you say, I'm not going to put no limitations. I'm not going to try to strategize this thing. I'm not going to try to theorize this thing. But I'm going to say, God, hallelujah, it shall happen in this place. This is where the saints shall gather, from near and far, right here. Glory to God. We had some blunders, but it was on the birth pains. That's all. It was on the birth pains. Glory to God. And in birth pains, you know, the baby never reaches to the full height soon as he come out of the womb. But understand and know everything that he needs when he come out and when the doctor slap him on his little hiney and when he yells and he cries, understand and know everything he needs to become a full man is already in him. It just take a little time. It just take a little time. But this is the point where we're at. We're going to take some oil and we're going to pour it. We're going to go to Overland Park and pour that oil. Glory to God. We're going to mark the territory and dare the devil. Glory to God. Dare him to hinder us. Dare him to come after us. And I don't even know the people's name, but shortly after we came out of Overland Park, glory to God, they had some kind of other convention. I don't know if it was atheist convention, I think it was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But why not go in there and shut that place down for every evil work and then speak a word for the Lord and declare that place, hallelujah, where the Lord shall do his work. This shall be the place where we are praying. This shall be the place where the work of the Lord go forward. I say that because every place where we go for, every place, God, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to, no matter where you go, wherever you go, I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to take care of you. But the mark, the place where you want to see God work, mark that place. Mark the place. And I want to stand with you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and I want to say, mark the place. Mark the place for the billion praise. Mark it and declare it. Speak a prophetic word over it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you speak that prophetic word over it, write it down and watch God come through. He will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. But God is with you in this season. This is the season, glory to God, to speak a hard thing and watch God work. Prove him. And see when he open up windows in heaven, pour out blessing that you will have no room to receive it. Prove him. Declare a word over that place. And see when people from near and far, from nations and continents come to be a part of the great thing that God is doing. We're standing with you. We're standing with you in your vision. We're standing with you in prayers. We're assembling the intercessors. We're assembling the prayer warriors. And we're praying because the anointing that is upon your life, we cannot allow it to go out. We cannot allow it to go out. We must pray. We must pray for each other, but we must pray for the vision. Because if you are hungry, and I'm saying this for everybody, if you're on this line and you are excited about this vision, you're excited about a billion praise, amen, make every effort. Make every effort matter. Make every effort to become a partner. To line yourselves up, glory to God, and prepare for that great day of when all the saints will emerge and descend, hallelujah, on the place where we are called. When the clarion call go forth to God, hallelujah, that the saints from near and far will come to that place to watch what glorious thing the Lord said he would do. He gave it the vision. He did it with the vision.